News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Trump has officially become the Republican candidate for the presidency, and he took to the stage last night at the National Republican Convention, and he was in bullish form.
Nothing will sway us, nothing will slow us, and no one will ever stop us. No matter what dangers come our way, no matter what obstacles line up, we will keep striving toward our shared and glorious destiny, and we will not fail. We will not fail. Together we will save this country, we will restore the republic, and we will usher in the rich and wonderful tomorrows that our people so truly deserve. America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, brighter, happier, stronger, free, greater, and more united than ever before.
Donald Trump making his presidential acceptance speech there last night at the National Republican Convention. And our own reporter, Josh Crosby, has been there all week and has just left the convention, and he joins us now. The crowd seemed to be lapping it up, Josh. Is that fair to say?
Oh, they were, Ciara. Look, this crowd's been lively the past four nights, but this was the big finale, and it's fair to say the energy, the noise, the chanting, it was another level when he took to the stage. Now that was obviously just a short segment of his speech that went on for an hour and a half. But we were told leading into this that he rewrote it since the shooting, and that there was going to be a call for unity. And there was that, but he still certainly hit the notes the crowd wanted to hear. He started off by saying he wants to be a president for all and not just half the country. Then he reflected on the assassination attempt. He said it was going to be the only time he would recount it and tell the story of what happened. I don't know, will we hear it again? I don't know. His speech started off calm, and it was quite collective overall. The uniform of Corey Compitore, the fireman who was killed at the rally on Saturday, was on the stage, and it was a moment's silence for him. So he was quite measured, and the tone was soft. But as the speech went on then, he got through his aims. He then got to the crux of what people wanted to hear. And that's when we heard loud chants. And this was his plans to clamp down on immigration and border control. The terms invasion and illegal aliens were dotted throughout most of the speeches here. He said the war in Ukraine would not have happened if he was president. He said he could stop wars with just a phone call. He was promising the moon and stars, Ciara. And look, I know this is politics, but seeing as he was speaking for an hour and a half, the list just went on and on. He was promising the world.
Okay, and the supporters, I mean, how did they react? I don't mean the cheering, but was it well received? I know you were talking to some of them afterwards.
I was, and look, I suppose the speech does matter, Ciara, because the whole idea of the convention is for people to come away from here with I suppose, a pep in their step and know what the tone of the campaign is going to be like going forward. And I can safely say the crowd here love him. I'm yet to meet with someone at the convention who's on the fence at all. In fact, it would be Republican politicians who might have reservations about some of his views rather than the supporters themselves. That they are fully backing Trump as their man for the White House. Here are a few of them I spoke with earlier just as he finished giving his speech. First up is Angelina Banks from Pennsylvania.
This whole week's been amazing, but today's speech was really, really something. It was amazing to see President Trump and to finally hear from him live. He was subdued, but that's to be expected. But his message of unity was really important. And all of his promises that he vowed to make on day one, I can't wait. We're going to make America great again.
Every speaker got everyone fired up this whole week from Monday through tonight. And I think tonight President Trump tried to be calm. Try to prove everyone he's a kind of a wise leader. He's got a lot of experience. He's ready to go on day one. And I hope it hit home with America, because I think we really need him.
I wanted to add, it was just really touching when he was recounting the story, and he said he was going to tell the story one time and that's it. You could see him hold back tears. He is such a strong man. He's the best man to lead America and the free world.
What did you take away from that? What really hit home with you?
Just his perseverance.
Security, safety. Make America great again.
Unity, too.
And unity,
I think,
as well.
He's really fighting
nice
for all
you
of
did.
Us.
So you leave here tonight and you're confident for the remainder of the campaign.
The world's going to be better.
1,000,000% more than yesterday.
I thought his speech was perfect. Hit the mark, right on the money. The most important issue to me this election cycle is going to be the border, and he hit home a lot on that and said he's going to close it day one.
So when you're leaving here tonight, you're going home confident?
I'm very confident. I think he did a tremendous job, and I also think he really reached out to all the people of the United States instead of half. I think he really tried.
And that was some of Trump's dedicated supporters there outside the Republican National Convention as it wrapped up overnight in Milwaukee. Blind adoration, Shane, is what it looks like to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to carry him all the way to Washington.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.